The internet is obviously changing the way the media works. It's just that the change isn't happening overnight, which is what we tend to expect from the web. I'm Jason Lopez for Podtech.net at the Convergence 2.0 conference in New York City at the Paley Center for Media. Convergence 2.0 is presented by The Deal. You can't really have a discussion about investing in online media unless you talk about how the money will come in the door. Convergence 2.0 saved the best for last. Reach out and touch new advertising and media business models. That was the name of the panel. And afterwards, I spoke with two of the panelists.
The challenge for old media is, in fact, the measurability factor has always been a significant issue.
That's Jay McDonald, a partner with DeSilva & Phillips.
On the internet, one of the reasons why the internet is growing so fast, and one of the reasons why when you see advertising decline, overall advertising decline for the last 2 months, but internet advertising has continued to increase, is because advertisers, marketers get data that shows distinctly whether that ad worked or not, whether somebody clicked through that ad, and the only reason they'd be interested in that particular product and or ad is because they clicked through it. And between that and conversion rates on like lead generation, things like that, the internet is all about measurability.
Are advertisers expecting a little too much at this point with measurability?
No, not at all. I mean, I think it's the age-old thing. You know, I think it was, this quote has been attributed to a lot of people in the advertising business, but I believe it was the head of DDB Needham, you know, 50 years ago, that 50%, one of his largest clients said, 50% of my advertising work, the other's wasted, I just don't know which one is which. I think that advertisers have been screaming for a long time about accountability, because frankly, you know, the macroeconomics of business suggests that all dollars have to work to become profitable. Marketing advertising dollars were always the one that would go into a particular budget that the CMO would get called on the carpet and said, I just gave you $100 million, yet our sales dropped. What are you spending our money on? How do we know that your ad in Time Magazine is working? How do I know that my advertising on ER is working? The internet is offering a low-cost solution for marketers and delivering results. And I think it's not one, I'm not pro-internet, anti-old media at all. I'm just explaining really literally what advertisers have been asking for from the beginning of advertising, which is accountability.
Is the CPM model dead, or is it just going to become something a little more directed, a little more precise?
I think that's a good question, because I think the CPM, model, if you will, and measurement is not dead. It might be dead in 10 years. There's no question about it. As advertising online continues to evolve and there's new methods of distribution, new creative units come into play, they may not make the most sense measuring something in terms of cost on a CPM basis. But at the moment, it's certainly going to be around, in this phase of the internet, if you will.
Now, there's another thing that online media companies are claiming, and that is there's a new thing that you can sell, and that's engagement, which you didn't have before. Do you buy that? Do you think that engagement is another thing, another value that you can sell online?
I would think that yes. I mean, one of the things that's true online as well as off is you sell what you have. You take your best asset from whatever you have and you emphasize that, and you do not highlight the things that you don't do well. So clearly there's some wonderful sites out there that are not, viewed by millions and millions of people, but they have a really deep, relationship with their particular viewers and or audience. And so those audience may interact very deeply, and that suggests that they care very much about, that particular site or community that they're a part of. So I think engagement is important. I don't think it's going to supplement CPM, though, at this stage.
Jay McDonald is a partner in DeSilva & Phillips. He spoke on a panel at the Convergence 2.0 conference, a panel called Reach Out and Touch, New Advertising and Media Business Models. Sitting on that panel with him was Bill Detweiler.
I'm a managing director at RBS Securities here in New York. And as a banker, I really spend the majority of my time working with the financial sponsor community. Part of our mission is to really bring to them interesting ideas along with the capital that RBS can provide.
It's been very difficult for a lot of internet media companies to provide advertisers the data that they're seeking. Can you paint a picture of where we are right now in regards to that?
Well, I agree with you. It's generally considered to be the data is a problem, and I think people are trying to address that in large part. A lot of the portals, for example, have been making acquisitions, as you may be aware, to supplement their data analytics and their ability to target more precisely users. So I think, you know, we're sort of midway through that shift to a lot of these portals are acquiring the technology because it's a heck of a lot faster than trying to build it internally, and they've got other fish to fry. So I suspect there's going to be more of that. There's still that the whole universe of data analytics companies is still pretty fragmented, and I expect over the next few years you'll see a lot more transactions like that.
Do you think we'll get to a point where a significant amount of video watching, music listening, podcast listening can actually be tracked and accurate data be given to advertisers?
Yeah, I definitely think, well, accurately is the key adjective here, because if you think about it, even with very, very traditional established media that have been in place for 50 years, the providers of the tracking services still have technological challenges. I'm referring to the Nielsens of the world, still have challenges in accurately tracking that old media usage. So the good news is that the internet makes things a little easier to track for sure. But I do think it's not going to happen overnight.
Social media presents itself also as another opportunity, but it's very new. A lot of people don't really understand what engagement actually means and whether or not you get a higher quality usage of the media, and that you more deeply absorb the message of the advertiser because of that engagement. Yeah. What do you think of social media in that regard?
As also was noted in this in the panel today, the ad spend in and around the social media is not big yet. However, it is an incredibly powerful new platform in terms of the way people are using the internet now. It's really quite striking how fundamentally usage has changed on the internet in the last several years with the advent of some of these social media platforms. Does it sort of diminish the quality of the advertising message? It's not like the 1950s where the whole family was sitting in front of a television and taking in the ad on the television because it was the only thing they had to watch. But I think advertisers are and will continue to adapt. It's going to be shorter blasts of information. It's going to be more targeted.
Bill Detweiler is Managing Director, Telecom Media and Technology for RBS Securities. For podtech.net, I'm Jason Lopez at the Convergence 2.0 conference held September 17, 2007 at the Paley Center for Media in New York City, presented by The Deal.